A panel of 27 experts with the UN Environment Program looked through previous UN reports to assess what economic activities generate the most pollution and use the most resources. Most of the data comes from the industrialized world. Not surprisingly, burning fossil fuels for transportation and electrical generation top the list for their contributions to climate change, acid rain, and toxic pollution. But the report singles out food production as a major factor driving environmental degradation. Raising livestock and clearing land for farms and ranches are significant greenhouse gas emitters. Fertilizers and pesticides are the largest contributors to water pollution, and the world's insatiable appetite is depleting the planet's fisheries and using up land and fresh water at an alarming rate. The growing demand for meat and dairy products is putting particular strain on the environment, according to study co-author Sanwan Su at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
In order to raise cattle, basically you need to consume a lot of feed, and in order to produce feed, then you need to use land, fertilizers, and agrochemicals, which in turn affect our environment.
In one of its more controversial recommendations, the report concludes that, quote, a substantial reduction of impacts would only be possible with a substantial worldwide diet change away from animal products. That's going too far, says Gail Buchanan, a former undersecretary at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
My reaction to the document is we have problems. Let's do the research to try to fix the problem rather than changing the whole diet of the human race.
Buchanan believes it's human nature to want more meat and dairy and that it will be very difficult to change. He calls for stepped-up research on ways to increase food production that also lessen agriculture's adverse environmental consequences. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.